Louisville guard from the Associated Press. Louisville guard Kevin Ware is recovering following successful surgery on his broken right leg. School officials say the sophomore had the bone reset and a rod inserted into his right tibia. This program is not going to be graphic, but it will be truthful. The surgery took 2 hours. Ware is expected to stay in Indianapolis until at least Tuesday. He landed awkwardly with his leg bending at almost a right angle after he contested a three-point shot late in the first half of the NCAA Midwest Regional Final on Sunday between Louisville and the Duke Blue Devils. Ware's stunned teammates wept openly as he was taken off the court on a stretcher and to Methodist Hospital. Even as he was being treated on the court, Ware was encouraging his teammate, Rick Pitino, the coach said. The bone... I said it wasn't going to be graphic. This is... Okay, I got to read the quote, though. Rick Pitino said, "The bone's 6 inches out of his leg, and all he's yelling is, 'Win the game, win the game.' I've not seen that in my life. Pretty special young man." Well, I hope you don't see that too often. I hope you don't have to see that too often. I was, I did not watch any of the games yesterday, and my daughter, who is not a sports fan, came in shaking. She was literally shaking. She said, "Dad, did you see the Kevin Ware thing?" And I had heard about this, but did not know that was his name. And I said, "Oh, is this the fellow who broke his?" "Oh, yes. And she's shaking. She said, "I didn't have any idea. These people posted on Facebook, you know, 'Pray for Kevin Ware.'" And I clicked on this thing, and she watched the video of it. And she said, human beings aren't supposed to look at this kind of, this is just, she said, "I've seen movies, I've seen all of this. This is different. It's real. It's, you know, it happened to his leg." And she was just shaking as she said, "I can't get it out of my head." And there are some of you who feel the same way. And you've been talking about this around the water cooler. My head is getting a little light just talking about it. I want to do a couple of different things. I want to talk about this from a spiritual perspective, but let's talk about it from a physical perspective first of all. And I've asked Sean McNeil, who is athletic trainer with Athletico, a physical therapy. He works with student athletes at Moody Bible Institute. I've asked him to come on and to tell us about this kind of an injury. Sean, welcome to the program. Did you see this happen yesterday?
I did. Yes, I did.
So you were watching, and what was your reaction to it as you saw it?
Initially, from my perspective as an athletic trainer, initially you see it, and you know that what happened is bad. And I was fairly certain that it wasn't just an ankle sprain, as a lot of people, I think, initially thought it might be, or a dislocation.
Yeah, when you see the white of the bone, I mean, that's a dead giveaway, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've heard, I talked with Drew Brees, you know, who had the famous surgeon down in Alabama do his labrum surgery. And this fellow, you know, works on so many of the different athletes, and he'll be watching TV just like you were yesterday, thinking through, okay, that's really bad, and here's what's going to have to happen. Will Kevin Ware, do you think, are athletes able to come back from that violent of an injury and break?
Presupposing that there's no other underlying conditions, or that he doesn't suffer an infection or anything like that, mm-hmm. just dealing with the injury itself, as quickly as they took care of it, as quickly as they got him transported to the hospital, and as quickly as they were able to perform surgery, the initial indications from the doctors are that the surgery was successful. Just dealing with that yes, he should be able to come back. He should be able to play basketball. No problem. Now, if there are underlying bone issues, physical issues, if there's an infection that sets in, obviously all these things are going to slow things down, set him back, interfere with his return to sport. And one thing that I was talking with some of my colleagues about is one of the biggest issues that an athlete has to deal with coming off of something like this is the mental side of it. It's you can come back from the physical, but the mental gets in the way so much that you have to get through that.
Exactly. I had a friend in high school basketball who was a pretty good rebounder. He was rather tall and very aggressive on the court, and he went up for a rebound once, and the opponent came down with an elbow to his mouth, and it didn't actually knock the teeth out, but it pretty much pushed them way back, and he had to have a lot of dental things. And he was still, as an athlete, he was able to do everything on the court, but you get him around that basket, and he was always gun-shy from that time on because he remembered the elbow. It was a mental thing for him.
It really is, yeah.
So how do you get past that then? Here's Frederick Azar, head of Campbell Clinic in Memphis, spokesman for the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who said that Ware, quote, jumped pretty fair horizontally and vertically, and he landed with a twist, which a stress fracture could have made Ware more prone to such an injury. So it was not, there wasn't anything wrong with his technique necessarily. It's just the way he landed, right?
I mean, supposedly, yeah. Again, most athletes would come down from that. You might roll your ankle, you might dislocate your ankle, but that's kind of the part where we're all kind of looking at this, scratching our heads, saying, you know, was there something underlying that wasn't known or wasn't being made known? Did he have a stress fracture in the tibia? Are there other underlying bone conditions that he has, maybe whether he knew it or not, that allowed for something like this to happen?
Why was it the tibia? And the tibia is the one on the top, right, that runs from the knee down?
The tibia is what most people refer to as your shin bone. It's the
shin bone.
It is the primary weight-bearing bone from the knee down. The fibula on the outside, the lateral side, does bear some weight, but it's a minimal amount. So the greatest load is going directly to the tibia, and if there's any disruption in that, as soon as he comes down, that's what's bearing the majority of the force.
Well, it was horrific. It was just such a devastating thing. And then you see the reaction of the people around him and his encouragement of his teammates, you know, as he's being wheeled off there. And obviously they did not let that, they used that, you know, to, as they went on and continued to play that game, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty impressive for an underclassman like that to have the wherewithal to call his teammates around, to try to push the injury out of their head and go, you know what, we still have a game to play. We need to get this done, finish it off. You know, don't cower under this or don't let this get to you. I mean, that shows a lot of leadership from him. That shows a lot of competitive spirit from him. And to have his teammates and his coaches kind of carry that through for the rest of the game. I mean, this is early on in the game. They've got a long ways to go to play the rest of this game after having seen that. And that's, you know, like you were saying about your daughter seeing and just quivering, like that's just not something that you can unsee.
Yes, exactly. And then you look at it from the perspective of Duke and the players there and the coaches that have an equal amount of, you know, concern about anybody who's injured that's there. And then you got to get mentally, they have to get through that as well. But there's a lot of ways, a lot of angles that we could talk about this. Sean, thanks a lot for your perspective today.
Sure, of course. Thanks for having me.
Sean McNeil, athletic trainer with Athletico Physical Therapy, who works with Moody Bible Institute student athletes. Now I want to turn the corner. We've looked at the physical aspect of this. Now let's look at the spiritual aspect. And I want to read a couple more quotes and get the frame of the story back around to those who were looking on. And I want to ask you, what four groups are you in today on this edition of Chris Fabry Live?